What is up, you beautiful people? Welcome back to the Built on Bitcoin podcast, where we cover all the innovation happening across the Bitcoin ecosystem. Here we treat Stacks, Lightning, RSK, Liquid, all of them as first-class citizens. If you're trying to unlock Bitcoin value and use it as a productive asset, that's what we're covering here. So this is a This Week in Bitcoin episode where in 10 minutes or less, I try and get you updated on everything that happened in Bitcoin across all these different ecosystems. And yeah, that's it. I am your humble host, Jacob Brown, but you'll see me around as Jake Blockchain. And without further ado, let's jump in. We got some ZK rollup on Bitcoin news, some good stuff in Lightning, DeFi on Stacks, and there continue to be some issues on RSK, but they're getting worked on. So without further ado, let's jump in, starting with Bitcoin main chain. So the first thing that was pretty interesting is John Light, he goes by Litecoin on Twitter, he released a fellowship to look at the feasibility of ZK rollups on Bitcoin. And through that fellowship, he produced a report. It came out this week. It's a pretty in-depth document. And it just the references, there's so much information. Great read. If you want to get in the weeds about what that might look like on Bitcoin, I don't fully understand this tech. And it does get technical at times. But if you want to see a big building block that could be used in the future, that's still pretty early, fantastic read. So you can read that below, or if you subscribe to the newsletter, they got that first and they can click that link and just read that report. So yeah, ZK rollups on Bitcoin, that document is fantastic. All right, second, and this isn't fully Bitcoin related, but it is crypto, and I'm going to put it in that bucket, but Google and Coinbase announced a partnership. So Google Cloud, which is one of the biggest infrastructure players in the game, I think they're second behind AWS, they're going to use Coinbase as their backend infrastructure to handle crypto payments. So instead of building their own, they're just going to tap into Coinbase and be able to accept crypto payments like Bitcoin and ETH for payment of Google Cloud services. So now we're going to see a huge player, tons and tons and tons of service providers that Google obviously offers. They can now potentially, if they want to, accept crypto in the future and move off of that fiat standard and move into the future. So, you know, people feel certain ways about Google or Coinbase, but this is a big bullish move for crypto as a whole, in my opinion. All right, next up, Stratum V2 code has been released for review and testing. If you haven't heard of Stratum, or just you heard about it as like a cursory thing, you'd be forgiven. I was in the same boat. Apparently, it's a Bitcoin mining software for mining pools. So if you have just a mining pool or a mining device at home, you're never going to find a block. And then chances are so infinitesimally small. And so what most people do is they use some software to then route their hash through a mining pool, and then you all share in the efforts, and you get your pro rata share what your hash is put to the network when the pool finds a block. And so Stratum is the most common one used by the most Bitcoin miners, and the V2 code has been released to make the software more efficient. I guess the way that it sends messages is pretty inefficient, and some security and I think some privacy tools are coming online as well. So it's built kind of from the ground up just to be more ready for production and scale as Bitcoin scales, where I guess Stratum V1 was more of hacked together. It gets the job done, but it wasn't built for the purpose that it's been used as for the past few years. So it's a big announcement in the Bitcoin mining space. And now you know. And then same last thing with Bitcoin main chain, the mining difficulty just hit a new all-time high. So it's now at 35.6 trillion as of October 10th. And what that means is that that's the average expected number of hashes that need to be done on the network before a block would be found or a proper hash would be found. So 35.6 trillion. Down market, bear market, but you can never tell if you're looking at one stat, which is miners hitting the network, hash rate, and difficulty. All right, so now we'll jump in. We'll talk about stacks, but first, a quick word from our sponsor.
We all know Bitcoin is for the innovators, the revolutionaries, and the builders looking to build a better world for themselves and for the next generation. We also know the saying, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The next best time is right now. The same thing applies to building on Bitcoin. If you want to come build with the most active developer community building new use cases for Bitcoin, then it's time you make the leap to learning Clarity. Clarity is the Stack's smart contract programming layer, which enables us to work on DeFi, smart contracts, and so much more, all built with the safety and security that comes with Bitcoin. Start today by going to start.stacks.org. Start.stacks.org has a five-step journey that will take you from complete Stacks novice to teaching you Clarity, all the way to finding a job with a Web3 Stack startup. Don't wait another month, year, or decade waiting to get involved in the Bitcoin ecosystem. Start building on Bitcoin today. Go to start.stacks.org to start learning and building today.
All right, thank you to our sponsor. Let's jump into Stacks. So most of this is DeFi related. DeFi on Bitcoin via Stacks is definitely maturing. And Alex is the biggest DeFi platform currently on Stacks. And they just celebrated their 1 year anniversary. So they went from not being live to testnet to mainnet to releasing a suite of tools from swaps to pools, staking, lending and borrowing. And now, just announced this week, but not fully out yet, it's on testnet, is their order book. And they're actually renaming it to STXDX. And it's going to have its own website, its own application. It'll have its own tokenomics separate from the Alex platform that most people on Stacks are used to. So if you want to do swaps and trades and lending, that'll be on Alex. And if you want to do the more order book trading stuff, that'll be on STXDX. That's a mouthful. Can't say that fast. But that's exciting. So, you know, we love to see all these flavors of decentralized exchanges coming online closer and closer to Bitcoin. It's only a matter of time between when these are fully fleshed out and we can just use this without having to use any kind of like centralized exchange. It's going to be good enough that we can just use those. So speaking of BTC, DeFi, and lending, Zest Protocol just announced that they're going on testnet next week. So if you haven't heard of Zest, they are a on-chain Bitcoin lending protocol for institutional borrowers. So if you want to borrow a big chunk of Bitcoin, you can use this Zest protocol and Bitcoin hodlers can get yield by giving liquidity to a pool. Someone in the middle will be an underwriter. And I'm not sure exactly how these things will work in practice, but there's three main pieces. There's borrowers, which will be institutions, and they'll have to be vetted for their credit worthiness. Underwriters, who will manage that. And then LPs that will provide the Bitcoin, and they'll get their interest rate back as a yield for their Bitcoin. So super cool to see. I don't think something like this is on any kind of Bitcoin chain yet, at least not this fleshed out. So it's exciting to see. All right, moving on, jumping into Lightning. Lightning continues to just be, just like the hash rate, bear market couldn't tell otherwise if you look at the stats. It hits another all-time high as far as capacity. It's now over the 5,000 mark of Bitcoin on the network. And one of the big things that came out this week is Danny Kroeger is building an open source wallet. So Danny was currently up until recently, at Cash App working on Lightning. He also runs one of the biggest nodes on Lightning. And now he's building a wallet called Tau Wallet that's supposed to be open source, beautiful, modular, all the things. But super early. That was just a Twitter announcement, but I'm putting that here as like a placeholder so we could see and look back on this. All right. Another big thing that happened in Lightning, there was this very unique Taproot transaction that went out. It was a 998 out of 999 multi-sig transaction. It caused the network to bug out in some way. And so somehow that transaction couldn't get mined. And so things got halted for a little while. I guess transactions were still going through after the fact. And a fix was pushed pretty quickly after that. So within 24 hours, it was like it never happened. But pretty interesting, especially for Bitcoin, which is pretty darn resilient. And then last in Lightning, River Financial is their leader, one of the leaders in the Bitcoin services space as a provider for if you want to buy Bitcoin, have them be your kind of custodian and kind of be an asset manager in some sense. And so, and their fees are relatively low. So they've been running Lightning as a node provider, which I guess because Lightning's still pretty early, there's a lot that goes into running an efficient node. You have to have your fees at a certain level so that you actually will get routed to be a payment channel and then collect some of that in the middle. You have to keep channels filled up with Bitcoin in some way. Like I got to learn more about exactly how it works, but it's pretty hands-on to run a very efficient and good yielding, like sats generating Lightning channel. And so they now announced a service called River Lightning Services, clever with the name, that will handle a lot of that backend for you. So if you want to build an application, you're a crypto company or application software provider, they'll give you just an API endpoint that you can plug in, and all the other stuff will just be handled for you. And you can have Lightning work on your platform, just ready to go. So that's pretty exciting. I like seeing these kind of abstractions where it just makes it easier and easier for a developer or a service provider to just get it done and let Lightning be a super cheap, fast, instant payment rail. All right, last but not least, to bring it home, RSK. If you heard the last week's episode, or actually it was the last week's blog post, I didn't do an episode, but they had a pegout issue. So the way that RSK works, it's a merge mined chain. You take your BTC, it gets sent over the token bridge and then converted into RBTC on RSK to then be used inside the ecosystem. And then when you want to come back out, you take your RBTC and then convert it back into BTC and you can go spend it however you wish. That pegout issue, that pegout function had an issue. And apparently it was from, there's an update on Bitcoin Core where nodes were flagging the RSK pegout transaction as invalid for some reason. So as of right now, it's still not working. It looks like either you have to change Bitcoin Core, which is unlikely, or you have to change the way that this transaction is being labeled in some sense on RSK, which from my understanding will require a hard fork of a network, or at least an emergency network upgrade. Don't quote me on the specifics of how intense that upgrade will be. The wording they used was emergency network upgrade. But yeah, so kind of shitty. Like, if they're supposed to work hand in hand, merge mine chain, super close to Bitcoin, transaction fees go down to the merge mined miners. But now things are getting weird with the peg out. So you're kind of locked. Yeah. And then last little update on RSK, they had another network upgrade. They recently announced Hop 4.0, which was like 2-3 weeks ago. And now Hop 4.1 is out. And it brings some nerdy stuff that I could tell you, but you wouldn't know what it meant. JSON RPC tracing methods, hard hat development environment, support RocksDB storage library, like some stuff for developers. Probably good, obviously good. That's why they built it. But for the average person like myself, I don't know what that means. But now you're informed. So it is a non-mandatory upgrade, but it does add that functionality. So that's it. That is this week in Bitcoin. It's the things I saw. Let me know what you thought about this. What was the most exciting? I love watching the different spaces. Still super bullish on Lightning. Excited about the future of stacks. And yeah, also, it's hard to find things about Liquid. I don't know what they're doing over there. I went to their Twitter today, and it's just a bunch of them. They're at some conference, and that's all the news for the past week. So I don't know. They just talk a lot. Yeah, that's it. I'm your host, Jacob Brown. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.
Welcome to Built on Bitcoin. I know that things don't always go your way, but I'll be right here waiting. I've been waiting now, I've been trying to figure out a way to make it out, cause I don't think about everything going